Starship Troopers, Disc 2.
Let's assume that you don't wind up digging tunnels on Luna or playing human guinea pig for new diseases through sheer lack of talent. Suppose we do make a fighting man out of you. Take a look at me. This is what you may buy if you don't buy the whole farm and cause your folks to receive a deeply regret telegram. Which is more likely because these days, in training or in combat, there aren't many wounded. If you buy at all, they likely throw in a coffin. I'm the rare exception. I was lucky, though maybe you wouldn't call it luck. He paused, then added, "So why don't you boys go home, go to college, and then go be chemists or insurance brokers or whatever? A term of service isn't a kiddie camp. It's either real military service, rough and dangerous, even in peacetime, or a most unreasonable facsimile thereof. Not a vacation, not a romantic adventure." "Well?" Carl said, "I'm here to join up."
"Me too."
"You realize that you aren't allowed to pick your service?" Carl said,
"I thought we could state our preferences."
"Certainly. And that's the last choice you'll make until the end of your term. The placement officer pays attention to your choice, too. First thing he does is to check whether there's any demand for left-handed glass blowers this week. That being what you think would make you happy, having reluctantly conceded that there is a need for your choice, probably at the bottom of the Pacific, he then tests you for innate ability and preparation. About once in 20 times, he is forced to admit that everything matches and you get the job, until some practical joker gives you dispatch orders to do something very different. But the other 19 times, he turns you down and decides that you are just what they have been needing to field test survival equipment on Titan." He added meditatively, "It's chilly on Titan. And it's amazing how often experimental equipment fails to work. Have to have real field tests, though. Laboratories just never get all the answers."
"I can qualify for electronics," Carl said firmly, "if there are jobs open in it."
"So? How about you, bub?"
I hesitated, and suddenly realized that if I didn't take a swing at it, I would wonder all my life whether I was anything but the boss's son. "I'm going to chance it."
"Well, you can't say I didn't try. Got your birth certificates with you? And let's see your IDs.